And Wellington is brought to you by the 174th Lorain County Fair. Enjoy great food, fun, entertainment for the entire family. It's August 19th through the 25th at the Lorain County Fair. And here to talk about that is Patrick Twining. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Well, we're doing great this morning here in Wellington. And sort of my practice run driving into Wellington, which I'll be doing many days during the Lorain County Fair again, which begins on August 19th. Excited? Ready for this?
Absolutely. We're gearing up, getting ready. We've got, I believe it's 37 days roughly till fair, so maybe a little less than that, but we're getting close.
Yeah. Do you do any kind of, what's the maintenance on the fairgrounds to get people ready for that?
Oh, we've got projects going all the time. Last weekend, we actually had work sessions on Friday and Saturday to rework some tile lines and some catch basins, and we've got some asphalt projects coming up here within the next month or so, and sealing the handicap lots, and there's always stuff going on getting ready. So
there's even orange barrels at the fairgrounds, I guess.
Absolutely. We just try to avoid that fair week.
Right. At what point do some of the vendors start moving in and really changing the landscape of what we see off-season?
That's typically Friday, Saturday before the fair. Most of them really move in on Sunday. Some of the early ones will come in Friday or Saturday, though. A lot of people are coming from Norwalk coming over, so they move out of there and move in, you know, during the night as they come.
They got to keep their concessions open at the fair that they're coming from before
That's right.
get the last dollar that they need from the folks that are coming out to this fair. But let's talk about this big entertainment. You have Granger Smith. Now, the country night used to be, sometimes Tuesday, but it's on Monday night this year, right?
You know, it really depends on how scheduling works with our entertainment. Okay. So it just worked this year that with Foreigner coming in, their open day was Tuesday.
All right.
So we took them on Tuesday and then found somebody that would work for us on Monday. And
Foreigner's kind of like that Mikkud, right? Because it was that rain that came
by. That's right. Yep. We've been trying to get them back since they got rained out, and this year it finally worked out. So we're excited to have them back. And I'll put a quick plug in. We've just eclipsed 3,000 tickets. So if you want seats, you better get there quick or get online and get your tickets.
What's the best way to get those tickets?
Either at the box office at the fairgrounds or LorainCountyFair.com. So
let's talk about some of the things that are new. You gave us a little list, and one of them says, Meet My Project. I'm intrigued by what this is all about.
That's correct. So that was a concept that our president, Ron Pickworth, came up with this year. And it's all junior fair driven. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 8, we're going to have 4-H kids in two-hour shifts with their projects at each of the different livestock barns and even the home ec people to be there talking about their project, interacting with the public. So if you want to learn something new about a sheep or a goat or a cow or a home economics project, this would be your perfect time to come to the fair and learn about those projects and learn from the great youth in our county.
It's great to have that organized because you see them at the fair all the time. They do so much work there, but sometimes maybe you can't catch up with one.
That's right.
And you don't get the insight that they know because they've done the work.
Absolutely. They've put in, some of them, you know, 10 years of work now on these projects, and some of them it's their first year, but they're just as knowledgeable as some of our seasoned veterans. So yeah, this will be a great way for you to come to the fair and just another aspect of learning about the agriculture in our community.
Now, is there going to be a list posted or a schedule made available so we know where to go, or do we just
there'll be signage up in all the barns kind of reminding you what times the projects or the displays are and everything. We don't have a set schedule yet. This is a complete volunteer basis from the juniors, so we really won't know until probably the week before fair, if not fair week, if we're going to have all of the slots full.
Okay.
But I'd say pop by, you know, during that time slot, and hopefully we'll have somebody there to talk to you.
It sort of shows the other aspect of junior fair about how not only it deals with animals, agriculture, maybe their projects, but how to talk to individuals, sort of that public speaking aspect.
Absolutely.
Of it. And that's part of what junior fair and 4-H does in building character and getting
Correct.
People to take a project and then talk about it and ask questions from people. And just sort of share their knowledge and maybe inspire others to become parts of this,
right,
too.
And it also it kind of drives those junior members to not just come to the fair, take care of their animal, go through the show ring, and go home. You know, it gives them that public speaking aspect of 4-H also, yes.
And sometimes it gets explained. I've seen some of these different projects, especially like the home ec area and whatever, and you're thinking it's amazing. They put the storyboards together or the different displays, but to see the people that are involved maybe shows a little passion of what it was, why they picked that project and what they're learning from.
Absolutely.
So kids are a big part of the fair, and of course, Kids Day, what day is that?
Kids Day is Wednesday.
Okay.
Yep, and we're growing on that from last year. All of the barns around the fair, all of the livestock barns, will be having some sort of activity that we'll have volunteers sort of helping to run. We're also going to have a scavenger hunt put on by Farm Bureau. So that'll be fun for the kids to come out and learn, you know, the different areas of the fair and check off their list as they go. And then we're also going to have this year Jungle Jim is coming with his exotic animal exhibit. That's going to be, I believe, in the morning. And then there's a joke-telling contest again, I believe an ice cream eating contest. We're having two Transformers, from the movies, we're having two Transformers that'll be around roving the fairgrounds all day. We're going to have at least one, if not two, princesses at the fair this year. And then to cap off the night, from 5 till 7, we'll be having the Cleveland Indians hot dogs at the fair for photo ops. And who knows, maybe we'll even get a race around the track.
Do they have a corn dog? Do they make – I would just come up – I'm just giving the Indians out of you listening. You might want to come out with a special, you know, summertime one, corn dog.
On a stick.
Well, the stick part is a little bit difficult, I think, for something like – but, yes, it's any – and speaking – well, I guess, do you have any vendors that you might want to – is there any interesting food things that are coming? We've always talked about the fair food, and there's different ways of, you know, putting things on a stick or deep frying something or just making things interesting or different for people to come to see.
You know, I don't know that we have any new interesting ones this year. I'm not sure on that.
Okay.
There could be a couple. One kind of interesting, exciting point for the fair this year. If you haven't heard already, we're going to be having a beer tent at the fair.
Okay.
So
that be located?
Or? That's going to be right to the left of the grandstand. If you're behind the grandstand, there used to be those open bleachers.
Right.
Those bleachers are now gone, and that's where the beer tent's going to be. That'll be open mainly during the grandstand shows. So if you're in the show, you'll be able to come into the tent, and if you're also out roaming the fair, there'll be a gate to come in from the outside also.
Okay.
So
that is something new, and obviously logistically you'll figure out how all that works and people can come out too. And we mentioned the grandstand events. So you got country music, Granger Smith on Monday, Foreigner on Tuesday. You know, they're going to be really excited to come back because, you know, they probably know what happened the last time we were here with the rain, so they'll give twice as much for a show, I suppose. And then you've got Wood into the tractor pulls and all that type of demo.
So the OSTPA truck pull is in this year on Wednesday night. Of course, that's been a truck pull night for years now. We just switched sanctions on that. The horse pull is Thursday night, like always. Thursday, again, is Senior Citizens and Veterans Day. So senior citizens and veterans are free that day all day. Friday night is the NTPA tractor pull, like always. I believe that's 6 o'clock. Combine Derby and Truck Derby is Saturday night, and then the Demo Derby is on Sunday to cap off the fair.
One more thing.
Yep.
Do you remember what's your very first memory of going to a Lorain County Fair?
Kitty show at the Dairy Show.
Yeah.
Hands down. I've been in the dairy industry all my life. I vaguely remember going to the fairs as a kid, but probably the first day, you know, that I remember for sure was, I believe it was on Wednesday then, all the little peewee, you know, non-4-H members out there dragging their calves around the ring trying to win a prize. So
how did it go for you?
I think that year I was third.
Okay.
I won it a couple of years, but I think that year I was third.
Well,
so
your first is always special for that, just to know what it was, and then you kind of get the experience of what it takes. And then you kind of have, nowadays, you probably have a little empathy with the young men and women that are participating in all different parts with animals.
Absolutely.
They're living creatures. They may decide one day this is not their day. You know,
that's right. That's right. You can work with them all summer, and by the time fair gets here, they may decide they're stubborn and don't want to do anything, and you know, they get stage fright just like everybody else.
And we should mention also a lot of the animals that they have, which they have the auctions. Now, that's what, Thursday and Saturday?
Yep.
So businesses or people interested, how do they find out about what's available and how do they get and participate in the auction for that?
Best way would probably be to go to the website or talk to our extension office up in Elyria.
Okay.
Easiest way probably, though, is just come to the fair Thursday or Saturday whenever you're wanting to get in on that action and see what's there then and go from there. And
participate, so. Yep.
Yep.
Or just come and enjoy and sit and listen to the auctioneer.
Absolutely.
Which is always a very fun event and amazing. Patrick, we appreciate you coming in this morning. And you should put a countdown clock on that fair site just so we know how much is working too. But you probably in your mind are counting it down because of all that you have to do.
That's right.
To get ready for the Lorain County Fair. Again, that's coming up on August 19th through the 25th, the 174th Lorain County Fair. I guess this morning, Patrick Twining. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Spotlight on Wellington continues.